Awesome. How's everybody doing? Having fun at Build? Yep. Cool. So my name is Jose Ratti. I'm a program manager for Visual Studio Team Services. And today I'm going to be doing a session on agile planning using Visual Studio Team Services. We only get 20 minutes, so it's going to be a little bit fast paced, a lot demo oriented. If you guys have any questions afterwards, you can grab me just here. We also have a booth on the back under ALM, DevOps, and Agile. Feel free to stop by, and you can get some awesome t-shirts with Game of Thrones themes. So I highly encourage you to stop by. Twitter handler right there, at JM Ratti. Love to engage with you guys if you have any questions. So for people who may not know Visual Studio Team Services, what it is. Visual Studio Team Services is the SaaS offering for a product on-prem we call Team Foundation Server. Punchline for the product is, we allow you to plan better, code together and ship faster. We support agile methodologies. We have support for Git, continuous deployment, continuous integration, the whole DevOps story. Now, throughout the demo, I'm going to be showing you two things, and mainly features that allow you to drive these two things across your business. And these two things are alignment and autonomy. Whenever I talk to customers, I always tell them, in software development, these are two things you want to watch for. What do I mean by that? By alignment, we all have business goals, whether we're a small team, big team. We all have goals we want to fulfill. And teams, development teams, usually like and want autonomy, right? They want to control their own destiny. They don't want to feel like, oh, here comes my manager pushing stuff to me the way he wants to push it. Rather, how can I control my own destiny while still aligning with him? And the beauty of that is Visual Studio Team Services allows for this. So big disclaimer, I'm going to be using real data. So if you guys do not know, the Visual Studio Team Services team uses Visual Studio Team Service to build Visual Studio Team Service. You know, inception, I know, a little bit confusing there. But I just like showing real data because it shows you guys how we use the tool in our own organization. The Agile organization for Visual Studio Team Services is made up of four teams, about 50 engineers, six PMs, and we all report to my manager, Aaron Bjork. So earlier this year, we introduced this concept of the Me Pages. They live at your account level, and they are meant to drive autonomy for the person. Not even the team, just the person. In this case, you're seeing, I'm welcomed by a message directed to me, my name, Jose Ratti Allende. And we introduce a couple concepts here that I think are really important when planning and driving autonomy. First of all, favorites. Favorites in the future for BSTS are meant to drive a lot of the navigation, right? People usually interact with boards or with backlogs, certain boards, certain backlogs, and we want to make that navigation really easy for you guys. You can see, for example, in my case, I favorited a couple projects. So our designers project and our own, a couple teams that I work with on a regular basis. I have a couple queries and a couple plans. We'll go through this one. This is one of our latest features. It's actually an extension in the marketplace. It'll become GA real soon. And I really encourage you guys to try it out. Now, what is the goodness behind these my or me pages? In terms of work items, it allows me to very easily come in the morning and check, okay, what are the things that are assigned to me that I care about? And even within that section, what are things that I'm actively doing right now versus things that I've done in the past? I always think about this. Doing is probably primary information you always care about because you're actively working on it. Well, done is more secondary, right? I may remember that I completed a feature a couple months ago, and I may need some context. So we enable that through these pages. The other cool concept that we have, cool feature we have in BSTS is following. This is the idea behind following, essentially creating a way for you to say, hey, you know what? I may have a dependency on this work item. I want to get notified when changes happen, right? Because I think we all live that experience where we have a dependency on somebody, and then maybe that somebody doesn't have enough capacity, feature gets cut, problems, right? And not getting notified is actually not the place where you want to be. And last, we have a page for my activity. I don't know if it happens to you guys or not. You can clearly see this is all my real information. I do a lot of you know, checking features, checking user stories, checking bugs. And from time to time, I have that aha moment where I know I've seen something related to this, but I cannot track it back easily. I just come to my activity page, I see what I've done in the last couple of weeks, and then I just find that item. So really, really about you. And this, even though this is a planning presentation, I'll just share with you, it also carries through to the code aspect. Pull requests that are either assigned to me, that have been completed by me, or in this case, the WITPI team, which is my team, a group of 12 engineers and myself. So that's all awesome. Now, the other cool feature that we're enabling to kind of drive this autonomy is mobile website. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm usually on the go. I have my phone, but not always my laptop. But I do want to check, hey, what's assigned to me? Let me check some of the details. Let me check some of the information that I need on the go because maybe I need to reply to an email, et cetera. We're just rolling this out. It should be in all accounts probably by the end of the week. If you haven't tried it, I would really encourage you to do so. It's quite easy. Just hit your account on your mobile devices and you'll get this view. Now, what you can do from here is exactly the same that you could do from the desktop. You can go ahead, take a look at my activity, click on one of those items, then digest the information for that item. You can interact with all of the controls, and you can go back to the list, whether you're looking at things that are assigned to you, activity, or things that you're following. So this is kind of our first step. It's not the last one. You can imagine in the near future, we're going to start bringing those code assets also to a mobile experience, so it feels that you can do most of what you guys need on the go without needing your desktop. So that is the account pages and this concept of me driving autonomy. Now, the other places where we have these features that help me drive autonomy are dashboards and boards. We believe in our team, alignment has to be driven via the hierarchy of work items. In my case, alignment is driven by epics and features. That is what I talk to other PMs about. That's what I talk to other organizations about. User stories, bugs, and tasks, I don't care. I don't care if my engineering lead goes and say, you know what? I really like to break down into a lot of tasks, a lot of user stories. I think as long as we keep that conversation in the feature type, and we know we are expecting this to be delivered in 2 weeks, in a month, at the end of the year, all of that other breakdown, details, execution is completely passed on to my engineering lead. Why? That gives him the sense of autonomy, right? It's not me breaking down every piece of work. It's him defining how he wants to approach it. Dashboards are very similar. In this case, I'm showing you my team's dashboard. You can see that we really like to get an understanding of where we are with bugs. Now, disclaimer, why are so many of these boxes red? Because they're above our baseline. Why are they above our baseline? Right now in the product, we're doing a really, really aggressive push for accessibility. And that created a lot of bugs because before we didn't focus as much as we should have. And now we're just making sure that we go down, get to the baseline, and make sure we have a product that's accessible. Now, we also like to focus a little bit on our active bugs, more details. And a little bit in some charting. That's just my team, that's what we like. Now, if I go to one of my colleagues' team, the WITX team, you'll see that they actually do similar things, but they're more sprint-oriented than we are. We like to think of ourselves more like Kanban. We have a prioritized list, we just tackle it as we can, we just move them across the board. Guess what happens when the item is completed? I pick up another one. This team likes to break down more into sprints, do the more of like the Scrum approach to tackling work, and that's totally fine. The tool supports that as well. Now, the other cool thing that these guys do, which I love to demo, is they really like Markdown. So you can see they've created kind of a TOC of important links. So when they onboard the new engineer, guess what? They just say, go to our dashboard, man. All of the links are there. You want to go to our board backlog, our plans, our pull requests, just plain easy. No need to ramp up, no need to learn new technologies, no need to go to a wiki. Everything is within the product itself. So that's kind of dashboarding and me pages. Now, the other really cool aspect of our product is boards. Once again, my team, and this is just how we like to execute, we've broken down a team of 12 engineers into two sub-teams. We call them the F team and the E team. For intended purposes, F stands for features, E stands for engineering. I like to think I like Game of Thrones. I'm a fan of Game of Thrones. Our t-shirts have Game of Thrones. I like to think of the E-team as a night watch. They are guarding my feature engineers so they can focus on features. Before following this approach, we used to have a lot of problems with making our teams, like, every sprint was a different story, right? How can I make our team predictable was the question we had. And this is one of the approaches we took, the one we've been successful. Our velocity has increased, and we're able to deliver way more value in less time. The other thing that you can see is this is not necessarily prescribed to every team. Peer team of mine, they like to have way more swim lanes than I do. They actually control some of the priority via swim lanes. Would I do it that way? No, but it works for them. And that's kind of the beauty of VSTS, is we don't try to fit everybody in kind of a box, because we understand sometimes execution is more an art than a science. You have different teams with different personalities, different behaviors, different strengths. And the tool allows me to do that. Now, how do I drive alignment? Because I've been talking a lot about autonomy, the teams can execute as they see fit. But at the end of the day, we like shipping software as a business, right? We need to make money. We need to make sure if we have commitments outside of the organization, we can keep those. The way we control that in our organization, in our team, is through the hierarchy of items. If I were to go to every single PM feature board, you will see they have exactly the same structure. PMs actually like to talk the same language. Before these, problems with me were, hey, man, when are you delivering that value? And they'll tell me, well, you can go check my board. And I'll be like, OK, cool. I'm checking your feature board, but there's nothing there. Oh, yeah, it's all capturing stories. OK, cool. And then I would have to do all of these mental mapping of how big is this thing? Because I think about stories like execution, smaller. This guy is thinking about it huge, big. And what we've aligned on is features should drive our customer value. Feature should be delivered on a sprintly cadence. And feature is the type we're going to use to communicate both externally and internally. And so far, it's worked really, really nicely for us. The other thing that we introduced to help drive alignment is this extension we call Plans. Once again, available to you guys. Just go to the marketplace, install it. It's awesome. In this case, I'm showing you the plan for the Agile features. This is what my manager cares about. He's in charge of four teams, each one between 8 to 12 engineers, to give you an idea, each one of those teams with one or two PMs assigned to them. My team, in this case, is a WITPI team. And you can see that right now, if I were to scroll a little bit in time, you see we have this concept of markers, which is quite useful. I know I'm in the Build conference today. I know I have a lot of stuff that these guys are working on. And I can very easily understand, yeah, this sprint until end of May, I want to make sure I have the mobile work item form out for you guys, which should be coming out later on the week, and I want to wrap up my accessibility box. Now, the alignment piece comes from my manager doesn't have to go to each one of our boards and then take a look at them and say, oh, I don't agree with this priority, man. I committed this to somebody else, somebody external, and we need to just get it done. What he does is he simply comes to this board and says, you know what, Jose? I really don't agree that accessibility should be secondary this sprint. I actually, you know what? I want it to be first. And then what he can do is he can go to that work item, scroll down to discussion, and say, you know what? Add Jose. Change priority, right? Now, the moment he saves that, what things are happening behind the scenes? I'm actually getting a notification. Hey, guess what? Manager doesn't agree. He wrote a comment. You may want to do something about it. But on top of that, the tool is smart enough that it understands, hey, guess what? Those things actually have a priority on your own WITPI board. So most likely, if your manager is changing that priority, we probably want that same priority to change in your board without you having to interact at all. So we're trying to make your life simpler, your manager's life simpler, and just making sure two things happen. You have autonomy, and alignment is met. Now, we have five more minutes, and what I want to show you is we focus on planning aspects, planning functionality, and that's great. But at the end of the day, our tool is one that allows you to have an integrated solution, right? I mentioned plan together, collaborate and code together, and ship faster. So now I'm going to be jumping to, this is obviously a test account because I don't want to be submitting PRs to my engineering team and then getting all of these emails. But let's say I had a feature, and now I'm an engineer, and maybe I want to see what the team is planning for. So I can go to the plan because they're open to everybody. I can go check on the feature whenever this guy loads. Come on. Come on. Really? Let's try refreshing. Go to the feature, and then what they can understand is within these work items, we made sure that there's linking between features and stories, and they're all on the form, right? There's no need to go to a different board. There's no need to go to a different backlog. It's just contained there, and it's very, very simple for them to interact with it. Let's see if it loads. We're also deploying right now, so it may be that I'm just getting the new bits. You never know. There we go. And then what they can do is they can navigate to the user story. From within the user story, guess what? We use Git. What is the next step? They probably want to create a branch, right? They want to do a feature branch, start working right away, then submit a PR, and then just merge to master. And the beauty of the tool is that it allows for that flow. And if something fails, it allows me to go back in time and understand, oh, this specific change in the code, in this particular line, in this particular file, is what caused all of this. And guess what? The guy who created it is Jose, and maybe I should talk to him to understand why are we doing this. So you can see, create a new branch. This will pop a dialogue. Come on, there you go. And then I can say users, Jose Ratti, new branch for build. I'm doing it from master. I'm making sure that the work item gets linked. I just go ahead, create a branch. Obviously, most likely, I'm not going to be making the changes on the browser. You guys are probably going to be cloning locally. You're going to be using the tool that you prefer. But in this case, just to keep it plain simple, I can go to README file and say, yep, I had placeholder text. Maybe I want to change it to something more appropriate. Maybe I want to say add build conference. You can see that I'm doing the changes in the branch that I just created. I can just go ahead, commit the changes, and then if I go to pull request, guess what? The tool is smart enough and it understands. Hey, you just created a new branch, you've made a couple of changes. Most likely, you want to create a pull request. Yeah, that's what I want to do. You want to do it into master because you want to get those bits to production. You've been updating the README file. Do you want any work items to come through? You can select yes or no. The user story that I just created is there. I can go ahead, say create. And then what happens after is whatever you've specified for your PR. In this case, I want to run a build. I want to run some testing. I want to make sure that the new bits are actually good quality and don't break my current customers. So I've established policies. First of all, I want a build to run before I merge. And I want a work item to be linked. Because if something fails, I want to be able to track it back to what was the functionality that caused this to fail. Once the build finishes, I will get a notification here. I will be able to complete the PR. Then that would go to my build pipeline. And if I have a release pipeline hooked up, it would pass on to my release pipeline. And you can see, for example, in this case, the build is happening all in the cloud. No need for me to be involved. Nothing is getting built on my computer. I can actually monitor the agent and understand where the agent is in the current process. And you can see we have a hosted agent is trying to get initialized. And just for completeness, if I were to go to release and take a look at my past releases, I can actually do the same flow but backwards. So I can start from a release or from a build, then navigate to the code change, then navigate to the work item that's tracking that change. So a lot of really good value, a lot of really rich and good functionality. If you guys haven't tried it, I would really recommend you to do so. Accounts are free up to 5 users. If you have MSDN subscriptions, whatever you guys were, guess what? You get us for free. And if you have any other questions, just stop by the booth. More than happy to help. We have experts in all of the areas, whether it's code, work management, or anything else for your DevOps scenarios. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great build.